Everything's against me and it's got me down. If I jumped in the river, I would probably drown. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive. These shabby shoes I'm wearing all the time, they're full of holes and nails. Brother, if I stepped on a worn-out dime, I bet a nickel I could tell you if it was heaven or hell.
Lemon face. Lemon face. All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Who Goes There podcast, episode 176. This is Jorge.
This is Uno Segundo.
Alia.
Good evening. This is Rhett.
Wow.
He's trying to fuck all of us now. Welcome to the Midnight Storm.
Good evening.
So what's up, homie?
What's up, my dudes?
How's it going? Been a while since I've seen you.
It hasn't been that long.
No, it's been like 2 days.
Yeah.
It's been a while since I've seen him.
Well, you know, he's been handling business.
It's been a
while
since I've seen you, too.
And getting burned. And
me? Mm-hmm. I know. I was all weekend.
Thanks.
Away from home.
What were you doing?
Partying in Mexico.
Nice.
Not really partying that hard, but it's girls' time, right?
I saw lots of pictures of drinks and food.
Yeah, we were drinking.
It was a lot of drinking. Yeah.
And cats drinking out of sinks.
So cute.
It's pretty fucking adorable.
But speaking of which, we played a new game the other day.
Ugh, I missed out.
We escot together.
We escot it.
Past tense of escot it.
Yeah, we the folks over at the, I forget the name of the company, but the guys that that created the game Mysterium sent us over a review copy, and we finally got around to playing it. I was super stoked on playing this game because I'd seen some gameplay of it. It's really, really fun.
Yeah, but it takes like 90 minutes to figure out how to play it. So,
and it's weird too. I think the once you figure it out, the gameplay is so fast.
Like, well, our first game took over an hour, yeah. But then the second one was like 30 minutes tops.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah,
it's basically for you and Rhett.
Yeah,
it's basically like Clue, but with a ghost and psychics. And so the ghost, which is one person, gives the psychics basically like visual clues to try to figure out who the killer, the location, and the weapon is. It's really a little
different than Clue, because when you're the killer in Clue, you don't know you're the killer, do you?
You're the only one that knows. Well, you have to interpret the clues in this. So like there'll be five or six different suspects, and then the ghost will give you a vision, but you have no idea why. So you're looking at it and you're like, okay, well, maybe because there's a lot of grass, maybe it's the hunter, you know, there is some birds there, or maybe this is just something that's matching this person's shirt, like in color. And you have to try and figure out what clue in that card the ghost is trying to tell you. So you're guessing all this stuff, and then you get to the end and the ghost gives you like a joint vision and you have to figure out who it is. But we didn't figure it out either time.
Either time, yeah. We were really bad at it at the very end.
I was giving you guys good clues, though, when I was the ghost.
Dude, you were killing it. You were killing it as a ghost.
You got to think, like,
you gotta
outside
think,
the
yeah.
box. Kind of weird.
That sounds interesting for sure.
Supernatural
clue. It's really fun.
Yeah, I mean, that's basically it. And you know, it was cool because it's kind of an uneven game where you have, like, a bunch of people playing. And the cool thing is there's no winning or losing. Well, not one person can win. Everybody has to win, or everybody loses.
Yeah.
It's really cool. So it's like
even if you're the ghost.
Yep, the ghost is trying to help you.
Solve its murder.
Yeah. Yeah, it knows who killed it, but not really.
Oh,
it knows
okay.
like
so,
certain.
Okay, I gotcha.
Yeah, so you're trying to help it suss it out, and it's got a little Asian lady character. It looks like Fang Min. So I'm like, cool, I'm going to be Fang
Min.
That's
who I'm going to get you the body pillow of.
A Fang Min?
Yeah.
Or are you going to get a waifu?
She wants to get an Adam Driver
Dakimura.
Oh,
yes, I'm getting one, dude.
Oh, my God.
She wanted
this only
one.
As Kylo
girl,
Ren, though.
This girl is completely infatuated with Kylo Ren.
Yeah, dude, I fell in love.
Well, Adam Driver's in.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Okay. She knows.
She's aware.
She knows.
She's seen it.
Yeah.
Like that means I know.
I guess you saw Logan Lucky then also.
Huh?
Logan Lucky?
I want to.
That's a good flick.
It's a good movie.
I like Adam Driver as an actor.
Yeah. He's been solid every time
I've seen him. He was the only good part of Girls.
Mm-hmm. I never watched that show.
Yeah.
I heard
probably.
Good things actually.
It was
the
good for the
first
couple
great,
seasons
yeah.
and then it really tanked. And then you found out that chick raped her little sister.
Yeah.
Some people always do that.
Oh. Yeah.
Like that's on heavy. A regular basis, too.
That's heavy.
Like on a regular basis.
it wasn't just once.
Scheduled appointments.
Basically.
Wow, all right.
In between yeah, Lena, soccer Lena and Dunham. Dentist.
Yeah. Mm. Ugh. Gross ass human. He's,
yeah. Looking at me tough because I'm something else.
Yes, moving on. So, Matt.
Yes.
It hasn't been that long since we talked.
No.
But have you watched anything new or of note?
I watched 4 movies this week. Well, we're still trying to get through Castle Rock.
Mm-hmm.
I watched a movie called Are We Not Cats that I hated. Mm-hmm. I hated it more than any movie I've seen in a long time.
We are not cats.
Are we not cats?
No, we're not.
Well, this lady thought she was.
What's this movie about?
It says that it's like a body horror love story, and like it's a really fucking pretentious, oh my God, irritating, very loose love story about like an idiot who meets like he's like an idiot loser who's like stalking his ex-girlfriend. Ouch. He gets kicked out of his parents' house, and he takes like this job delivering an engine, and while he's doing that, he meets this girl at a party and then starts kind of stalking her.
Oh.
And like the only body horror-y part about it is that they both eat hair. Like they eat their fucking hair, and that's the thing. And then she gets sick, and he has to cut into her stomach and pull out the fucking hairball, and that's like the body horror. It's like 20 seconds at the end.
So it's like the people you least want to hear stories
about. Yeah, dude. It was really tough to sit through. I'm like, this isn't fucking body horror. This isn't even really a love story. And I hate all of these fucking people. Like, they were just really obnoxious and irritating. So I don't recommend that movie at all. And then the good one that I saw was called Ruin Me. It's a Shudder original. It's kind of like one of those horror sleepover things, you know, that they do out in the woods, but it's like McCamey Manor-ish where they can, you know, be physical with you and
do all the cap outs and stuff.
Have you heard about this McCamey Manor?
No.
In San Diego? Well,
there's a documentary about it.
It doesn't exist anymore.
Is it on Netflix?
Yeah.
The documentary about it? Haunted houses or some shit.
Screams or something.
But it's basically, so you know how like when you go to a haunted hotel type situation, like the actors can't touch you and they can't really physically interact with you?
Right. Sure.
Well, so McCamey Manor, you basically sign a waiver to say that you're going to get fucked with. And it's like 2 hours of pure torture.
It's like 2 to 4 hours.
And it's like they'll duct tape your eyes shut. Okay. They'll like put...
It's like exposure therapy.
You'll be fine after that.
That's exactly what it is, dude.
It's called Haunters, the Art of the Scare.
That's what it is.
We talked about it, I think, a little bit on the show.
Dude, it's really fucked up, right? Like, that guy's obviously, like, that's messed up. Some people love it, though. But, like, his neighbor lady, dude. Did you see it? Man. Did you see that movie? Oh, God, she's the best thing about that.
He got her to do it like 2 or 3 times.
And she's like, this is the worst. And I'm like, why did you go back and do it again? And she's like, he promised. It's like, dude, he said it would be better
this time.
And got her in there 3 fucking times, dude.
And they'll like, they'll shut you in a box and like have a dude sit on it until like you're freaking
they'll
out.
They'll like submerge you underwater. They'll feed you like balut and like spit like vomit in your face. Like, it's disgusting.
Where is this located? Where is
it? It was in like North Rancho. County. It was in Rancho. No, it's not in San Diego anymore. It's in like Kentucky or Nashville or something.
They got kicked out of San Diego.
Yeah, dude. I mean, like, you could hear the screams from the street, and this dude just set it up in his house. It was
like
a
total just like cul-de-sac neighborhood, you know, like three or four different design houses, total suburbs, like
right in the middle of other houses.
Yeah. And the garage and the backyard was all like a haunted house, but that's where they did that shit.
The waiting list was like a couple years long, and he didn't charge any money. Like, you could donate, but he just wanted like 2 bags of dog food or something.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which he donated to Greyhound Rescue.
Huh. What a good guy.
Yeah. What a fucking weirdo.
Yeah, but I mean, it does, like, I see kind of the appeal, you know, like it is appealing in some ways. It feels like the way people talk about it, the people that really enjoy it.
Well, yeah, no, you know? It's I'm curious. I mean, because
you feel like you had a near-death experience, but you came out at the end, you know? Like, that's got to kind of feel amazing, right?
Yeah, well, because it just kind of proves people will pay for anything, you know?
They're not paying.
And they're not paying, so the whole thing's bizarre. You said he wants, like, 2 bags of dog food?
Yeah, that's it. And he donates that to like, a greyhound rescue.
Oh. Yeah, I think the guy's independently wealthy, so he doesn't really care about the money.
Well, no, the money, so what you learn from that documentary is that the money was basically his wife's, and he, like, once they got divorced, she took the money, she took all the shit, and he's like, fuck, now I gotta move somewhere else. And he went to, like, I don't know, Arkansas or somewhere back east.
Would you have done it?
You know, I don't want to say no, because I think I might
dude, I'm like oddly curious. Yeah, I'm oddly curious about it. But I don't really want
you
to.
You would get me blindfolded and start, like, smacking me around and be like, no, I'm fucking done.
Oh, fuck, and the other thing is you have to go by yourself.
Yeah,
like you can't go.
I'm just curious how something like this gets off the ground. Like, the first person that says yes,
probably the neighbor girl. Like,
because this thing spread by word of mouth.
He was doing it by himself, and then he had to hire people to, like, help him do that, to be torturers.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so it's a bunch of fucking, now it's a bunch of convicts and you know, like, ex-marines.
It's crazy. Dude.
So is there a documentary about this?
Dude, they're mentioning a couple. So they're in that Haunter's Art of the Scare, then that show that's on Netflix right now, Dark Tourist. Hmm. Their last episode has a bit on it. And that little smarmy fuck goes through it. And it's so nice seeing him be tortured.
It's cool enough to look up. Like, if you've got a couple minutes,
sure.
Sometimes it's cool.
They
to
even
look
have
up.
Trailers.
There's a lot of stuff going
for the attraction. Yeah, dude,
it's pretty wild.
But the movie was good. It's like, you know, they go on one of those overnight campouts, and people start dying for real. Or do they? You never know. Like, there was a lot of plot twists in it, and it was really, really enjoyable. I liked it.
So, kind of along the same lines of, like, the McCamey Manor thing, did you guys hear about this this married couple that had their 13 children locked away in a house?
Another one?
So it just happened up in like near.
There was one in, like, Elsinore.
That's the same. That's the
same
one.
That was, like, last year, though, right?
Right. So I did a deep dive today on this thing. It's crazy, dude. Mm-hmm. So the way I understand it is, these people have been doing it for their kids' entire lives. Like,
there were some of them that were like 18
29.
Or 20. Oh, wow.
One of the children is 29. So they've basically been isolated. And what's really fucking weird is they would take them out on trips. They would take them to, like, Disneyland and, like, Magic Mountain and take, like, these really crazy family pictures. But the kids didn't say anything because at that point they had been, like, psychologically fucked. To like accept that the dad is, like, pure authority. Well, I come to find out that, like, the way they escaped was one of the daughters and, like, the younger sibling, they got out, a 17-year-old and, like, a 9-year-old. They got out, and the 9-year-old got scared and went back into the house. But the 17-year-old got out, had found, like, a deactivated cell phone.
Oh.
Called 911 from the street and was like, she couldn't even tell the 911 dispatchers what medications were, because she didn't know. She had zero idea what medicine was, and didn't know what a policeman was, and she just, I don't know how she knew what 911 was. But it was also weird. She had, like, a YouTube channel that she uploaded, like, singing stuff too. It was these kids are fucked.
Did that
dude.
Kid upload so the singing, or did the parents upload?
No, she did it on her own, like, secret YouTube channel.
That's what worries me about homeschooling. Like, for real though, one of my coworkers is gonna start homeschooling her kids, and I'm like, man, like, there's so many ways that can go wrong, you know?
What?
Lack of exposure to the outside world, you mean?
Well, that, and just, like, selective teaching, you know? Like,
sure.
Kind of like what they do in Texas, where they take shit out of the history books. It's like, you can suit or alter the curriculum to suit your own need and your own beliefs. And, you know, like, you can start instilling, like, a lot of really idealistic religious values in
them. People do that anyways on their free time.
Right.
Yeah, but if, like, you're being paid,
I could see the propensity for it, though. Yeah.
There was some things that I was hearing that they were trying to see if reevaluating the, like, the homeschooling system was worth taking a look at, because there's really no checks and balances. Like, at the end of the quarter, you basically have, like,
it's not common enough. That's why. But it's about to become more. It's definitely becoming more common thanks to fucking all those budget cuts.
Yeah, I mean, we're doing kindergarten homeschooled with Micah, so we'll see how that goes. I'll report back.
Just get him into like little club. Get him into a club of some kind, and that way he gets to meet friends. He's gonna be doing
parkour.
Yeah.
Is he really?
Yeah.
But he's gonna be doing parkour.
It's like he is. What's Ember's baby? Right. Those gyms.
That's gymnastics.
It's like free running stuff. So yeah. we'll see how he does.
I think there's like pros and cons to either way of doing it. I mean, because in public school, besides the formal education, like the information's available now. You know, the information they're offering. So that makes sense that they're just for that. There'd be an uptick of homeschooling. Yeah. You know, because people have the resources.
Yeah.
You know.
Well,
school shootings becoming. My trust
is basically in Ronnie because she's actually kind of brilliant, so like I trust her.
Yeah. Right.
I don't know that I trust like homeschool the whole system. Oh, yeah, but I know she's gonna teach them well.
Yeah. Well, plus kindergarten's a lot easier than it's like fun. Eighth Come on, grade. Man. It's like colors and numbers and letters and like I mean Micah probably already knows most of that shit anyways.
He does.
Yeah, structure. Yeah. I mean, there's the whole like exposure to all the other education though, like the intersocial education.
Yeah,
you know? But that's the real school.
You just have to take them to do stuff for kids. Like they have stuff at the nature center all the time, camps during the day.
It's true.
Like just take them to shit like that. It's not like you have to. Yeah.
Well, the schedule can change, Ronnie does that anyway, so I'm not scared of the social spot. Anywho,
children are naturally social.
So yeah, past your movie, next one. You had two more.
Oh, I wasn't even going to talk about them. One of them was We Are Monsters, which is your typical boy meets girl, boy kidnaps and tortures, and rapes girl, and girl gets loose and then smashes his penis with a hammer.
Nice.
No.
Was it good?
It was not bad. It was not great, but it was not bad.
What was that one Australian film that was kind of like that?
I was just thinking of it a second ago, and now I can't.
The one you guys did not that long ago?
No, I don't think we did this movie, did we?
Oh, okay.
It wasn't The Loved Ones, was it?
The Loved Ones, that's it.
With the prom and stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good movie.
Did we talk about it on this show?
No, I watched it a couple weeks ago.
That's a good flick, man. I highly recommend it.
And the other one was Along Came the Devil, and I couldn't even finish that. It was just vapid teenagers being stupid.
We'll talk about vapid teenagers.
Of the worst dialogue I'd ever heard. Like, the dude was like, "So what's it like to be back?" And she's like, "I don't know. Do you like my outfit?" Yeah, I do. Well, then come closer. What the fuck? And I won't spoil how that great scene ends. But
you're all in.
Yeah.
No, it didn't go anywhere. Like, that's the thing is, like, they're all supposed to be, like, 16. So, like, there's not even any implication that that's going to happen because that's, you know.
Hey.
It's all about the implication.
Well, no, you can't even imply because it's illegal.
If it's, like, underage sex for it to be implied.
Oh, so you're in favor of the gangbang in it, too.
What?
I am.
Is that what you said? You were in favor of underage sex?
You don't know what to say over there.
That's not what I said.
I must have missed it.
Yeah, you did.
What about you, Alia? Did you watch anything or read anything? Or?
I had a few things prepared and I've like totally lost my train of thought. I should never mix alcohol and marijuana ever, swear to God. No, I don't think I've seen anything. I've been watching a lot of anime and what else? Star Wars stuff.
Lots of Star Wars stuff.
Everything, all like consuming all the media, dude. I'm
little,
reading
little indie flick.
Oh, Game of Thrones spoilers.
Game of Thrones spoilers. Yep.
Yeah, there's supposed to be like leaked plot out or script outlines.
Well, we saw the trailer for Hell House LLC.
Yeah, there's that too.
That's good. I'm super excited for that.
Yeah.
Well, they had a September 14th release date, and then they pulled it supposedly for good news. They said it's for good news, but they can't say what it is yet.
You might like this film, Hell House LLC, the first one.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
You should check it out.
I need to catch up on that.
It's weird because it is not something that we would traditionally like. Yeah, this is a good flick.
I liked it. It was the scariest of that year. Until your
idea, I have not been creeped out.
Yeah, like that.
By a movie in years.
What year did this come out?
Like 2 years ago.
2 years ago. Yeah.
Okay.
Or maybe last year it was officially out, but I've actually recommended that movie to people more than anything else in the last couple of years.
It's good.
Wow.
It's pretty creepy, and I like it.
Yeah. What about you?
Non-horror stuff, but I saw... Well, I didn't... I was talking about this earlier, but
yeah.
I also saw Incredibles 2, by the way.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which was fun.
I took my kid to go see that.
Yeah.
And there was so much talking in the very beginning that he got bored and we had to leave. That
really?
Yeah, because there's a scene shortly after like the first action sequence that they actually like you hear like a record scratch stop and it's like, you guys have been talking for 20 minutes. You've just bored a 4-year-old. How did you manage to do that?
I don't
think
that movie's really for children. Is it a Disney movie?
It's Disney, Pixar. Yeah, but like,
well, it's almost assumed kids will like it because it's The Incredibles. It's but maybe Pixar for always slightly is older out kids to than yeah. that age. Pixar is always trying to be the highbrow kids movies, and generally
kids that age can't really. It might sit be through it very might be, many.
It might be
like
too old. It might be too old for a 4-year-old. Maybe that's where I was.
Nonetheless, almost 600 million domestic.
Yeah,
so it's okay.
Yeah, they're doing all right without my $4.
but yeah, well, I mean, I liked it. I thought I'm talking about it, I thought the third act was a little ran out of air. But otherwise, it's pretty inventive. But I did see Black Klansman, which is the new Spike Lee movie. And I'm not a huge, like, you know, aficionado of Spike Lee. I am a movie buff, though. I don't think he's done a great movie for quite a while. But this one, it's one of my favorite movies I've seen this year.
Wow.
And extremely entertaining.
It's huge.
Well, and it's guaranteed to be, you know, just because of the subject matter, divisive, but it's a true story. It's an amazing story.
I think it's a remake, too.
Is it? That I'm not aware of.
I'm going to have to look that, because I saw a cover the other day that was older, but said Black
Maybe
Klansman.
It's just like vintage styled.
Maybe.
Yeah, it's a politically charged film just because of what's going on now, but that makes it kind of prescient regardless of...
Yeah.
I try to urge people, though, out there, like, regardless of what side of the aisle you consider yourself on, or if you don't like that kind of stuff in general, the movie is very entertaining, first and foremost, and it's very well... It's well done. It's well acted. It's hilarious. It's sad, and it's hilarious. Back and forth.
All right.
And you kind of you need it to be hilarious because a lot of it's pretty rough. It's a rough watch. Some of it.
So I recommend.
Absolutely recommend.
Okay. Did you ever watch? Nah, I forget. So I have talked about this game before, but it has now been released to the Nintendo Switch, which right now, is my console of choice. Dude, Nintendo is fucking killing it right now. They just released Dead Cells, which I talked about. It's like a Metroidvania style. Yeah, I've talked about it before. But on the Switch, man, it's so fucking good.
Why?
Yeah.
It's different.
The controls are... I have the Pro Switch controller, and the fucking controls are spot on.
I don't know what that means.
It's like the 360 controller. Okay. Kind of same shape. But yeah, if you got a Nintendo Switch and you haven't played Dead Cells, fucking pick this shit up, homies.
We got one.
I want a Switch, yeah.
You should get it.
Cool. Like, let's get one. I love Mario games,
Mario
man.
Kart.
Like,
you should get it.
I want more party
I've heard,
games.
Like, really good Mario things party, about the new Mario.
They just released Mario Party gameplay footage. No. I'm so excited.
Stealing stars, I'm in.
Ooh. And they're going back to the original, like, format where you could steal stars. Like, the last one.
Why would you not?
They fucked up the last one, dude. There was, like, a board that everybody was in the same car.
You want to make it family-friendly? Yeah. Fuck that. It's all about screwing over your friends. That's why
they
made those.
That's what family is all about, dude.
That's why they made those blue shells.
That's what game nights are about, like, to learn competition from your own family.
That's why they made the blue shells in Mario Kart and the Draw 4 in Uno. It's to fuck over
I remember your friends and family. My family game nights being vicious, okay? Like, I remember them being... vicious.
Monopoly is vicious.
Yeah, my aunt's really good at that too, dude. She fucking cleaned house.
I've never finished a game of Monopoly that was not digital.
Brianna really? Kicked our asses. Like,
see, everyone always quits, and that really pisses. Yeah.
Yeah, well, because you have to be good at it for it to be any fun, honestly.
Yeah.
When a lot of people don't fully understand the rules either.
I'm like the guy who wants to, if they want to go to bed, it's like, okay, we'll keep the board how it is and we'll continue in the morning.
Yeah. Like, I mean,
and they don't want to fucking do that.
You could just sell all your properties to me right now.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do that.
We don't play fast enough. I don't think I play Monopoly fast enough. Like,
when we play with people who drink, and then it slows down a lot.
Yeah, the last time we played, last time I will ever play Monopoly, with when we were with Issa and Chamis and all them, and then this other girl, Brianna, showed up, and it's just like, she sat down, started new, and just like cleaned house, and
ran
it was like, God
board.
Damn it. Huh. It's like, but, this isn't fun, but I was just like letting her too, because I was like, whatever, dude, kick all their asses, and like, I don't care if I lose.
Let's play Harry Potter trivia. All right,
thank you.
What do we talk about? What do we finish at?
Monopoly. And I'm never gonna play that game.
Fuck
ever
Monopoly.
Again.
Yep. Especially, fuck you and Monopoly.
Yeah. Yeah. He knows. Good, good. What do you mean by that?
You're a dickhead when it comes.
Well, we're playing until 3 a.m.
he was saying it, but a lot less aggressive. He's like, no, let's just leave the board how it is and we'll pick it up in the morning.
No, dude, no way. The last time
it's
we played Monopoly,
Daniel
with this dude,
views Monopoly.
It was like 1 a.m. and I go, can we just fucking stop this game? Like, I'm ready to go to sleep. He's like, no, dude. I'm like, come on, man. This is stupid.
It's really serious stuff. Oh, I take it more seriously than like actual money, like for real. Like,
oh my god!
Like, it's much more
it's the
serious.
Stupidest thing.
It's funny.
Do we have any news to get to?
Nope.
We talked about Hell House.
Yep.
We talked about what else?
That's it.
All right.
That's it. I didn't find anything I cared about.
The theaters are full of Predator and fucking Halloween
I do
trailers.
Like that Predator standee, man. It is good.
I haven't
shit.
Seen that one, but that Meg one where it looked like a bunch of Fruit Loops. That
yeah,
was really cool.
The poster was so cool.
The standee, yeah, that has a lot more hopeful for the movie than the trailer.
Yeah,
what,
right.
The Meg?
It's great. Just the what?
The Meg or Predator?
Oh, Predator. For okay. There's a standee.
It's huge.
A cardboard standee.
Mm.
And it's like orange and it looks really old school and it's awesome.
I always get excited when any Predator movie comes out. Like every single one I've gotten excited about, even if it ends up sucking, like I'm like, ooh, and I don't learn my lesson, so like
I don't learn my lesson.
I won't learn my lesson.
I refuse to learn my lesson.
Yeah, no, dude. I have hope. And especially I've seen Alfie Allen on there and I love him, so.
That's right. He is on there. Yeah. Huh? Cool.
You mentioned the Meg. Enough. I'm going to watch that this week, just so you guys know, and because I do these things.
Are you going to report back?
If you don't mind. Because I got that A-list thing.
We did, too.
It's relevant.
It's really, really. I thought it was. It's a fucking monster movie. Yeah. And if we watched...
We were gonna
Slenderman.
We were gonna try to do a double episode, but I didn't want to try to cram two shitty movies into one episode.
No, I get it. Yeah,
it's too much.
Should we take a quick break?
Yes. Yeah.
All right. We're gonna take a quick breather, and we'll be right back to talk about Slenderman. The film
Ari Slenderman.
Ugh.
The Accountant.
You zip it.
That's even when she was describing the karaoke, she was like, yeah, George was totally unapologetic about the guy that wanted to fight you.
Yeah. That guy was such a dickhead and he called me a fucking dork. as if that's an insult to me.
An insult.
An insult. We went karaokeing for this guy's birthday 2 weeks ago now.
Okay. Yeah.
And long story short, I called him and his girlfriend normies, which out of context, that doesn't mean anything.
I know what it means. Yeah.
But
it means you're vanilla.
He took it really offensively, and I wasn't meaning for you to be like offended by it. I was just saying my friend and I were fucking idiots. Like that's what I was going for.
Yeah. Okay.
And so
wasn't he like none of the conversation?
Well, no.
Wasn't
was,
he just like
no,
standing there?
He was so he's
plebeian.
Sitting.
You're meaning he's
no,
a fucking
no.
Plebeian.
I literally mean like a normal person because
which sucks to you.
No. Because Chris and I were talking about
normal people are great.
We were talking about like how, like Chris was
you
like
need
I'm gonna,
normal people in your life.
Chris was like I'm gonna slit your throat, and I was like, well, I'm gonna slit your throat, and then I'm gonna rub the blood all over my face, and then, you know, like we were just like escalating it.
Yeah, I go,
oh shit, man, we're making normies uncomfortable. Like that's literally what I said.
Oh, he got triggered because he actually was uncomfortable. Yeah. Now I get it.
That's it.
And so he goes off on me about like you don't know. He goes, you don't know who you're offending, dog. And I was like, hold the fuck on.
Did you really get offended by that?
I go, hold the fuck on, dude. First off, I was making a joke with my friend. Second off, I wasn't even fucking talking to you, dude.
Yeah.
Chill out. And he goes, what are you, some kind of fucking dork?
Like, yeah.
I was like, clearly.
Yeah.
So it was just stupid. Hey, guess what, Matt?
Yeah, buddy.
We're back.
Oh, yeah. We're fucking back.
Hey, Matt.
Yeah, buddy.
What's up with the Patreon, my dude?
Patreon.com is what allows us to watch movies like Slenderman, because it pays for our AMC A-list pass, which is really awesome because you can help us do other stuff like pay hosting fees and buy new merch and stuff like that to continue the progress of Who Goes There.
That's really the cost of the show. It's yeah. Like, you know, the ancillary stuff that's a real kick in the dick.
Yeah, and you can help us out with that by going to patreon.com/whogoesterepodcast and donating a little donating a little bit of money.
We've got a new Patreon.
We do. What's his name? Because you Donovan know it off the top of your head.
Dono
Hernandez, a friend of mine from high school. Actually, a friend of ours from high school. I was super stoked to see his name popped up on the Patreon app. I was like, is that?
It's a pity subscription. I He's like, this poor dork is doing a podcast
is
now.
Is that my Donovan?
No, he seemed, hey, Donovan, we love you and thank you. We're glad you're enjoying the show.
Feast.
Feast.
That's a joke just for him.
Remember he'd go like, I like bondage. Do you? Donovan's a good guy.
We got a lot of in jokes with this dude. But yeah, thank you, man. We really appreciate it. And actually, we appreciate all of you homies.
Except for the ones that aren't subscribed to Patreon. You can go fuck yourself. The rest of you are okay.
So the Who Goes There podcast watched 2018's Slenderman. Mm. And if Chris were here, he would have an impression for you. But since we're horrible at him, we're not going to be doing it. The IMDb synopsis is as such. In a small town in Massachusetts, a group of friends fascinated by the internet lore of Slenderman attempt to prove that he doesn't actually exist. Until one of them mysteriously goes missing. That
has never happened in the story, except for the person went missing.
Starring Joey King, Julia Goldani Tellis, Jazz Sinclair, Annalise Basso, Alex Fitzsalan, Taylor Richardson, Javier Botte, Jessica Blank, Michael Riley Burke, Kevin Chapman, and a bunch of other fucking goofballs. Matt Smith, what did you think of Slender Man?
This may come as a surprise to you, but I thought this movie was a lot better than it was going to be, and I think it was not bad. And I might even go as far as to say I kind of liked it.
You're gonna 180.
So bored.
You're gonna 180 me right now.
Bored. I feel like it was like a long episode of Are You Afraid of the
Dark?
This movie was. We've said this before. This movie is not for us. And I'm thinking, if I'm 13, if I'm my little sister, this movie is pretty good. I thought it lagged a little bit around the middle, but that's it.
All right, Alia.
I kind of liked it.
Fuck.
Yeah, I did.
Fuck.
I mean, like, I don't know. It was predictable, mm-hmm. and it definitely had a problem with pacing for sure. It's like dead inside. But I liked the chemistry between the girl group. I really liked how they were together. And it was pretty beautiful. Like, I was surprised how beautiful it was.
Visually?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was fucking awful. Guys, never mind. I'll speak for myself.
Yeah.
So,
please do.
That's later.
It's for no one. Like, so, usually I don't say don't watch this movie because, like, I'll watch bad movies and I'm like, yeah, make your own opinion. Don't watch it. It really. I don't think it was beautiful. I couldn't see. It was shot in the. They were going through the woods, and it was hard to even make out what was being shown.
I felt that way.
Did it feel like it was too dark? Like it was all too dark?
Like it was very cheap, and they did. The cinematographer was his first run, and that's cool. He's doing that. He's working in the business.
I said that too.
You could see that he was experimenting a lot and trying different little things.
Sure. Yeah. And
I mean, there was a lot of different.
It was deadly dull to me. Just dull. In comparison to the other bad movies I recently watched, bad horror movies. Like this is worse. This is a worse fucking movie than that. What was the movie we watched? The internet business fucking
Dark Web.
Thing? Dark Web. Like the stupid shit that's in that movie is much more inventive than anything that happens in this movie.
Okay, I have zero love for this film. I actually actively hated it.
I'd assumed you would. I assumed I would.
But see, here's the thing. I have been trying to be more positive about films just in general and kind of see the good through the bad.
Sure.
Nothing.
Zero, dude. I
finished. It wasn't really good, but
I finished the film and I was like, I am now poorer mentally and emotionally having seen this film.
Yeah. Like you actually wasted time. Like no, for the first time, because I don't think that way, right? Like it's not a waste of time as long
it's
as
a movie. I'm enjoying it. You're getting
something out of it. Nope. Yeah.
If you were like 13 though, this movie would be fire. But see,
that's the thing. That's how.
And you're not 13. I get that.
That's how I felt about Unfriended the first time. But that movie at least was well done. Mm-hmm. This shit, fuck man. From the fucking get go.
First 5 minutes.
Red's so giggly over there.
These girls.
The
dude.
First scene, Alia let out like an audible groan. She's like, ugh.
But then I prefaced it by saying, oh my God, I'm such an asshole.
Yeah. She stayed off her phone. She wanted to sit in the back so she could be on her phone.
I was trying. I really was. I was trying to like just sit through and experience it without being judgy. But dude, I gotta tell you, man, first 5 minutes, mm-hmm. I'm out. That whole like high school intro walk through the locker room, I was like, fuck. Dude, I
muffled
know,
dialogue, no fucking nothing.
Yeah. I know it has been 20 years since I've been in high school, but motherfucker, nobody talks like that, dude.
Yeah.
Humans do not talk like that.
But it was, I think, part of because the cast is so fellow, young.
Hey, fellow friend, do you remember what it's like to have a backpack? Gosh, I sure do. Holy shucks. It's like, fuck, man.
Is that actual dialogue?
Well, yeah.
I might have missed it.
Might as well.
Beginning.
It's PG-13, so they couldn't say fuck.
They did say fuck.
Once.
I pointed it out. I'm like, they just said fuck.
Speaking of which, if I was 13, that would be one reason it wouldn't be fire for me. It's PG-13.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The most disturbing moments involve backgrounds that are moving like a... like
skittery.
Like an Instagram special effect, like the boomerang option on your
the
story
thing. The dizzying sort of like lens.
Just fucking shaking your phone back.
They're
and forth
shaking through. The back.
Yeah. Let's talk about the Slenderman... I can't not say Slenderman.
Slenderman.
Let's talk about the Slenderman mythos for a little bit, right? Okay. So this Slenderman was created by 4chan, right?
Creepypasta, yeah.
It was a creepypasta. And essentially what they were doing is they were photoshopping this
creepy
tall fella with tentacles into the back of old pictures. And you would be like, oh, how creepy.
This guy's been popping up throughout history. Who is he? What
He's
is
like
he?
Like Pennywise, except for much taller.
He was kind of a slender. Spider.
And much slenderer. The way they handled this lore, because they take it so seriously in this movie, dude.
Yeah.
It's a fucking internet meme.
Well, I mean, but when we were like 12, we took Bloody Mary pretty seriously, you know, or Candyman, you know, that was, Candyman.
They're urban
like,
myths, it's regardless of whether
it's unfair to compare Candyman and Slenderman, but like.
Yeah. They both have man in the title. Yeah. That's it.
They both go after children too, right?
What was Slenderman's motivation in this film? Because
he's building an army.
It's all over the place. Like, okay, yeah, some of the people he'll take, but like the black girl, he's just gonna fuck her up and just leave her alone.
Yeah,
see, he killed at least 3 kids in this movie too.
He didn't kill him.
He choked that one girl to death.
Nah, that was in her brainy.
Oh
field.
Right, she was still alive.
Yeah,
in her head movies.
In her head movies, dude. The lore is all fucked up, and I don't want to call it the lore because that would make it a little bit too fantastic.
Well, to interject, the lore that I was thinking about it too, because there is no lore, like meaning the movie had to make
it had to
create lore, which I didn't think it really did. And here's the thing: I'm nice about this kind of stuff. If the movie doesn't explain everything, I'm okay with that. If the atmosphere, and you know, if it gets me like mood wise, which it didn't though. Like
yeah,
if it
because
was
it
like
was, it was like all like this.
Yeah, if it was adept at like being surreal, they had an opportunity to kind of be this surreal, nightmarish horror movie here.
You know what I really felt? I felt like there was too many cooks.
Yeah, it was. So, it was really okay. It was really hard to tell who the main character was.
Sauce for the goose.
Have you seen Too Many Cooks?
I have not seen Too Many Cooks.
We have got to show you Too Many Cooks. Here's the reason why
I haven't seen shit that you guys bring up.
The reason why I think that is that, like, tonally,
it's because he's a fucking dork.
I'm a dork. Yeah. It's all over the place, dude. Like, there's certain things where it's super dark, and I don't mean visually, and I don't mean literally, because this movie, it, like, they were like, we're gonna crank down the contrast all the way.
That's what I thought, and Ollie was like, no, it's just like the game. You know, the game was dark. It was, and I mean, the game was dark.
That movie was unbelievably dark. I could barely see anything.
Yeah, the first time they showed Slenderman, I'm like, they just showed him dead on, and you can barely see him.
Well, I think that's the point, right?
Well, no, because in the photos, he was kind of blended into the background, but you can always clearly make him out. Like, his face is there. It's not shrouded in darkness.
Yeah.
Here's, to finish up that thought, what I mean is that, like, I think that there are scenes in this film that are almost competent. Like, you could see what they were trying to do, but I think somebody was like, no. We got to go for that teenage buck. Don't do that. Like, you know what I mean? I just felt like there was pulled punches all over the place.
See, I'm almost...
I could see that. It did feel choppy a lot.
Like, well, see, I almost appreciate that, though, because when we looked at when we saw the trailer months ago, they had a bunch of just really goofy shit, like that kid stabbing himself in the eyeball in the classroom, and they took all of that stuff out. And I was like, okay, well, they're trying to be more subtle with it, which is good. They're not trying to go to the over-the-top, like, scalpel in the eye bullshit that a lot of these kids' movies do. Like, yeah, like Truth or Dare. It's all about the, oh, shit, like, look what just happened. And
yeah, I wasn't mad at it for
Truth or Dare. Yeah. I don't remember. It was bad. You shouldn't see it if you haven't.
Don't watch it.
I had the feeling that the movie was actually trying sincerely to be tasteful here and there. Like, I get that's kind of what I'm hearing you say. Like, it was trying not to just be sensationalized over the top.
Obviously. Yeah, it was trying not to be like every other teen horror movie.
I could get that. I just didn't, you know.
To be fair, they are trying to tackle an internet meme and make it a movie. So it's an uphill battle.
Turned actual real life murders with like sensitive issues to like
almost murders.
Right. To try and tiptoe around.
Yeah, that's the thing too. Like
it got it got attacked a little bit for being exploitative.
I would bet that there is a lot of film that is on the cutting room floor. My guess is that there is a lot of heavy shit in this movie that was filmed, edited, ready for release, and then they were like, oh, fuck, some people tried to kill some people. We should maybe, like, tone it down a little bit.
Yeah, I'd read they pushed the release back 3 months from when it was originally.
Well, that was more of, like, a scheduling thing. They wanted to release it in the summer when it would do well.
Scheduling thing?
But...
Not in the middle of all the big blockbusters.
Right. So, I mean, it seems weird that it's going up against The Meg, but when you think about it, like, to me, this movie is meant for 13-year-olds. Like, when I said it felt like an episode of Are You Afraid of the Dark, I meant literally.
All the adult characters, there was, like, no adult characters.
Yeah, and I mean, the girls weren't that bad actors. The guys at the beginning were bad actors.
I forgot my line.
But this did feel like when we went back and we watched Are You Afraid of the Dark, we were all kind of like, you know, this is cool like for when you're 13, 14. But as an adult, it doesn't really hold up. And I felt the same way watching this because the acting at the beginning, I even told Alia, I feel like this is like a high school play with the way some of this shit is being delivered. And I feel like this is almost a first-time director because a lot of the shots were really close-cropped. Like,
sure,
there'd be the four of them and two of the girls would be half cut off while two are in the middle, and it felt really oddly shot to me. So I start thinking, okay, this is not for me. This is for my little sister. I'm going to try and look at it like she would. And if I was 13 when Slender Man was big, like I think that it's highly outdated now, but I think I would have been all over this movie.
I think you might not be too far off the mark because the director has done mostly TV shows. An episode here, an episode there.
It's different. It's different.
He did Stomp the Yard and The Losers before, and he also did I'll Always Know What You Did Last Summer. So, I mean,
does anybody know what you did? Remember that one?
Let's watch that one.
I'll always still remember what you almost did.
He did an episode of the Rush Hour TV show, Hawaii Five-0. He did a bunch of episodes.
So a bunch of shows that were canceled after one season.
Yeah. He did some episodes with The Americans. So, I mean, he's got some clout.
some credits.
It's
some
credits. It's different television and film, though.
It did feel like a TV show. Well, Matt just said that, in terms of like the feel of it. Mm-hmm. I mean, just in terms of like the cinematography and like the acting. It is that a bee or a fly?
It's a fly.
Well, even like the pacing of it. I mean, there was a good 20 to 30 minutes in the middle where I was bored out of my mind.
Can I tell you, the last few days I've gotten almost zero sleep. I fell asleep probably for about 10 minutes in the movie's film.
Yeah.
That's not that bad.
I was like, I woke up and I was like, has anything happened? No.
We were watching White Hatchet.
Did you just get honest?
Four.
I did get honest.
Okay, I'm getting fucking Victor honest Crowley, too. I'm gonna do it.
What's the honesty?
I didn't want to say so. Okay. I was, you know, I was with
so excited.
With a friend, a female friend, saw this movie. Within the first 15 minutes, I fell asleep. I fell asleep in this motherfucker within 15 minutes. And she's like, Rhett, wake up, wake up. I'm like, no. And I opened my eyes and I'm like, nothing has happened. So I went back to bed. So I woke up about 10 minutes later.
Back to bed.
And she's like, someone died. I'm like, oh, someone died. Okay. But then, so I came to. But it just dawned on me, this is the kind of movie, like, again, I'm kind of nice about this because a movie is not a book, right? So I don't have to just have a really intricate plot. This movie has no fucking plot. Not no story, not no premise.
Yeah.
It has no plot. There's no, this person does this to this person to make this person do this. If you went to bed for 45 minutes, they had a
Dude, to bring it, about Slenderman.
If you went to bed for 45 minutes, you wake up and nothing of consequence. Like, it's like you don't know who died, yeah. But you're like, yeah, someone died. No shit, I knew that coming into this.
But nobody actually died.
Nobody's actually
really
dead.
Really disappointing that I was hoping for like a long chase scene since we got into the movie. Yeah. Like I was thinking they're gonna integrate like the video game where you're like running and hiding, and he's there all the fucking time.
Yeah.
And they kind of did it in the library, but
that. Okay,
but I thought for sure it was going to be like the last
some
thing.
Of the like here's the thing, here's why I feel like there was too many fucking fingers in the soup is that library scene was so fucking surreal that it almost felt like there was a different director.
Yeah.
Like there
That's
was like
talking. Yeah, see, that was a little dreamy sequence there.
There
yeah.
was some yeah. shit that it was like the library is like extending in front of her face and then like her face turns into Slenderman's face and I go, dude, this is almost like Cronenberg-y.
Yeah, I thought like, he like ripped her face off for a second. Face. Like not ripped her face, but he like off. Wiped her face.
Yeah. And then I think that's you on know Netflix they'd have right like now, flashes of a bunch of stuff happening. And then like they had one where it looks like that looks like shit, that looks like shit. Oh, that's disturbing. That looks like shit. That looks like shit. It would go back to back. Like there was one where she's turning her face in a bathtub and her face is like hollowed out.
Oh yeah.
And I'm like, that's unsettling.
That was,
yeah,
that, see, that was an
those last
20 bit.
Minutes or yeah. so got pretty bananas, man. Yeah. Like it got like
but there was creepy stuff. Like first like little seconds of stuff.
Yeah,
which was weird.
Like that scene towards the end where that one it was focused on that girl's head and it was like really wavy behind her. Like I thought that was really cool. That would be really cool on drugs, I thought. Yeah, if I was 13
I'd
and
take,
on drugs,
I'd take the drugs. Jesus.
This would be really cool. I'll take the drug.
Take the drug.
I don't want to
just rip on this film because I feel like it's.
I can see that it's easy.
It's an easy target, right? Yeah. I do want to talk about some of the things that I did like.
Okay.
I do think the way that Slenderman is portrayed is. Number one, accurate to the source because, like, it's an internet meme, right?
Yeah. So, like, imagine some purist. That's not how it is in the fucking.
Yeah.
His arms are not in a direct proportion with his body.
His tentacles aren't wavy enough, you dumb fuck.
That's not canon. This is not canon. Yeah. Slenderman.
That's what I mean. Like,
that so, tie is red. His tie is burgundy.
In terms of what they had, I don't hate Slenderman as a villain.
Yeah. Like he's portrayed by an actual dude, but he looks just all CG. He was all CG,
He was.
But he's portrayed by an actual
dude. I did also like the crackly sound stuff when he was in proximity.
That's what the game's about.
You have like a little radio.
I kind of didn't hate that stuff. I didn't hate like the... You felt like trees were like...
I feel like the girls should have gone hunting for him for sure. Like, if they could have gone through the cemetery and actually like try to beat him.
No, I don't.
You know?
Like, I don't mean
you mean the sound. I know.
I don't mean the twigs and shadows. I mean like you. It almost seemed like trunks were like breaking apart. Like tree trunks were breaking apart. Yeah. And I was like, okay.
In the audio.
Yeah.
Like, Yeah, like the... I was like, all right, I'm sort of into this. Chloe's whole, like...
Who's Chloe?
The black girl.
Oh, the black girl?
Her whole...
Why'd you do a semi-Asian accent?
I don't know, dude. I don't know. I don't even know what I'm doing
anymore. Your racism is getting mixed up now.
This movie has fucked me up.
You need to go see Black Klansman.
Yeah. Possibly.
Yeah. her whole, like...
He's a Mexican pretending to be black with an Asian accent.
Her whole death scene, her little screaming, I was like, girl, quit it. Just quit it. You should stop. You should probably stop acting.
How many times did characters run around this movie saying other characters' names?
Over and over.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
They waltzed?
Yeah.
They waltzed all episode.
I was like, no, and you know, Matt, you mentioned earlier that some of the actresses, they did, like, I thought they tried to throw in with what they could with this stuff. But if you're just walking around the woods, like,
Walt.
She just, I forget the name she's saying. Oh, and then the hospital, the sister.
Dude, the sister.
He had no face.
That was good.
Dude, that shit was hilarious. Dude, shit was hilarious. So when the sister fucking eats it, man, and they take her to the hospital, I go, I was like, is this where the twist happens? Sure enough, that's where the fucking twist happens. And I was like, you sons of bitches.
I really thought she was going to sacrifice her sister to get her friend back.
Oh, my God.
Well, because they all kept talking. About, like, getting out together and moving out together. And I want to be stopped in this time right now if we could all live together. And she always kept, like, pushing her sister aside. Her sister just wanted to hang out. She's like, maybe later. Not tonight, little one.
But I thought she was so sweet. I love the little sister. Well, she was. But then she was just like, they were like, no, you can't come. And she was like, oh, okay.
Can you imagine?
Like, she didn't throw a fit. Like, she was like super understanding.
She was like, you know what? I get it. You're fucking 12.
Can you imagine how fucked it would be, though, if, like, she actually wanted to join Slenderman so she sacrifice her sister, much like those two girls tried to do, to go with him?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, what was the deal with that? So
those two girls thought that, like, basically by sacrificing something, by giving and showing their willingness, that Slenderman would come and take them away to his magic village or whatever the fuck it is.
Slenderland.
Yeah. and so they tried to stab one of their classmates 19 times. And then there was
talking about the real talk stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Wait, what were you talking about?
I was talking about in the movie. Like, what were they doing with the little sister? Like,
they
the little
have sister hunted him because they kept showing those cemetery gates. I'm so frustrated now.
Yeah, the cemetery gates.
I was really
gates,
hoping
like,
that we'd get more of like the video game.
I thought there was
story
be
going on
some real metaphysical like we're crossing over kind of shit.
Yeah, because
then
you're trapped in that area.
You got like within 5 feet of the turn, and then you're like, no.
Like when the girl
you
woke up.
You stupid ass. You're not going to enjoy this.
When she was like, woke up and she was in the woods, and then she woke up again and she was actually in her bed. Like, I was like,
and
holy
then she woke
shit.
Up
he,
again.
You just wake up in the woods? Like, that would have been rad. Like, you just like,
yeah, you
guess
teleport.
What? You watch the video, now you're in the woods, and how the fuck do you get out? Nobody knows.
Speaking of video, there was all that.
You just got slendered, bitch.
There was all that stuff at the end, like the weird, when you were talking about the girl in the bathtub, how they had all those squiggles and bugs and stuff. It kind of felt like they were trying to do what The Ring did, where they were just burning that.
Oh, absolutely.
Burning that really weird.
The Ring was like, this is trying to do what The Ring did for the VHS generation. For, you know. And that's another thing. They just watched the video. You know what I mean? It's like,
are we talking about The Ring? Oh, yeah. To summon him?
Yeah. Like, that's it?
I don't remember how you actually summoned him. Well, it wasn't by watching a video.
Yeah. You watch the video and you close your eyes, and then by the third bomb, you open.
No. I mean in real life. Like how?
I never knew about any of that.
In IRL lore.
I never really heard about Slenderman until they made a game of it.
Well, they're going to. Yeah. They could have taken. Even if there was some way to do it, they could have taken liberties and made it more than just pushing.
Yeah.
Watching a fucking video. Dude.
But they didn't hit. I'm still bitter.
Well, I don't think Sony really had confidence in this movie because
I
saw like no promotion for this at all.
It's true.
Yeah. Well, it was going up against the Meg, so like, you know.
But I mean, even still, yeah. So like I was saying, these are two totally different demographics. Like this is meant for
both horror movies.
But
they're
Slenderman
different type,
is geared more towards, I think, young teens. You know,
this is
like
a teenage
12,
audience. For
12
sure.
to 15. The Meg is definitely going to be for like that 17 to 35
but,
crowd.
But
that
I don't
expecting
think that's,
people
I don't
to
think
torn
that's
apart.
A good excuse, though, dude. Just
no.
because it's made for
well, it's
13
not
year
you know what?
Not
when
like,
when I sat down at first, I was thinking it is a movie totally for kids because Morgan loved it.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Like.
If I fell asleep during Slender Man, I can't imagine what a 13-year-old would do. I mean, I just...
But, I don't know, it feels more childlike to me, I guess.
Sure.
Because, I mean, there's nothing that we're going to find in there that we like. Like,
I mean, I was more open to it, I think, because all the
characters... Well, I like The Incredibles, like, little, too. More girls. You know what I mean?
Well, right.
I like Home Is Where the Heart Is. Don't fuck with me on...
No, I'm not even saying that. I'm just saying, like, just what it's like to be, especially a teenage girl. Like, they're sitting around watching porn, like, talking about it, like, dissecting it, like... Learning things like, you think they like that? Oh, what's that like? You know, when was the last time you had an experience like that? You know,
they should have just had 5 minutes of them watching porn. Would have been more interesting than the rest of this movie.
Then they all start kind of just eyeing each other because they had to at least have all been like 20.
No, dude, I'm pretty sure these are kids. Like, they looked really young. Yeah, even the boy looked like young. And you know, a lot of times they put the girl. Well, I mean, I guess they were making out so.
That scene was unbelievably uncomfortable, dude.
The making out scene?
Yeah.
On the couch?
Yeah.
That was fucking hilarious, dude.
I don't mean uncomfortable,
the background with his face and his eyes was hilarious.
Dude, he, like, so she rolls up to his house, and he puts on music, and she's like, oh, I didn't know you were such a music geek. What
the fuck? He did have a pretty impressive record collection.
Well, his dad.
Yeah, he's like, it's my dad's, but I like it.
That's how I feel like my kids would be like, yeah, look at this MP3 collection my
dad has. Some of these were burned off of actual vinyls.
Some of them. You can even hear the clicks and pops. Stupid ass.
He like slid right up in there next to her, too. He like popped over the couch, had his arm over her already. He's like, what's up?
I like that,
and she just got right.
I like that
it.
She had zero fucks about it. She was like, you know what?
That's what she was there for.
Parents aren't here. No cars in the driveway.
If a boy ever invited me to watch a movie at his house, like
Netflix, we're and chill. Making That's out. What that means.
VHS and fucking.
Yeah. Well, VHS and necking. Yeah. It was a simpler time back then.
Now, that's the thing. Do you think they would have, if they hadn't been slendered?
If they would have smashed?
Yeah.
Oh, totally.
You think they would have actually gone
That's
all the
what
way?
She was there for.
Of course.
Yeah.
He was, did you see that in like
that's,
literally
that's your biggest
less
question?
Than 1 minute no, he had her like pinned to the couch?
Yep. He put on the music and looked at her and she's like, let's go. And she pounced on his
Well, that's desk. The thing. I wouldn't put on a record to like, for pre-boning.
Well, because then you got to get up and change
it. You got 18 minutes before you got to change it.
Yeah,
you
know? That's really weird. Oh,
yeah,
hold
but
on.
By that, but by that point, you're
It'll just
distracted.
Fade into the silence. Like, you'll be in the middle of stuff. You don't give a fuck if the song's on anymore.
That's like, can you flip the fucking record, please?
Okay, fine.
Shit. I'm going to lose my boner now. Fuck.
Yeah, right. Get up, walk at that age.
Record skips makes me hard.
Oh, man.
In short, fuck this movie.
I mean, I wouldn't watch it again.
What do you think your sister would think? Because you know, your sister seems to be like a pretty good barometer of like teenage.
I was almost contemplating asking her if she wanted to go see it on Thursday and then like trying to tack it on to the end of the episode. But I don't know if I'll be able to get her in time.
Well, if you do happen to get her into the theater to watch this film, we'll put it on like whatever. The next episode will have her thoughts.
I think
on
she'd be very like dismissive about it. But
I'm
I mean
sure
like
would.
But she's grown up watching Friday the 13th and Hills Have Eyes and stuff like that.
So that begs the question, who the fuck is this movie for?
I mean, I think it's for normie 12 to 14 year olds.
Okay, wait a minute. I'm gonna dig into this.
Oh yeah, what? Fuck yeah.
Yeah. What the fuck does that question mean when you ask that?
What? Who is it for?
Yeah.
Because look, I think it suffers for being not
because you can make movies that are for like little children and it'll still be entertaining. Like I've been watching My Little Pony and I'm fucking into that shit.
Are you trying to fight me, bro?
No. What do you mean though? What is the key demographic?
Yeah, I don't see, again, like a movie like Unfriended, I don't think it's made for 35-year-old idiots talking about movies.
But then a movie like Song of Solomon isn't designed for, you know, people who are religious and watch horror movies
if the movie's good and if it appeals to multiple demographics, then, I mean, like The Exorcist. Who's The Exorcist for? Everybody.
Is it for everybody?
Fuck yeah. Except kids will be children. Terrified. Adults will be terrified. Teenagers will be terrified.
Well, I guess what I mean is that I think that we're getting to a point in our adulthood that there are going to be movies made that are like not for us.
Well, yeah. But I could still tell if it's competently done.
Well, but that's what
if I could see what's going on in the forest.
Well, we're agreeing.
Yeah,
that's what he's saying is what demographic would think this movie is competently done, and that's why I said 12 to 14 year olds who don't often watch horror films.
I AMC. Okay, well, these people listening don't know the theater I'm at is a good theater for these movies.
AMC 10?
No, Palm Avenue.
Oh, yeah. That's where I was today.
Because young folks go there at these showtimes I go to. The young folks, since we're freaking elder statesmen now, right?
That's how I feel.
Well, then you have kids. And all that good stuff. Like, mm-hmm. You know, come on.
I do have kids.
You went and watched, what did you watch? Sorry for Bothering You.
Babies, though.
You watched Sorry for Bothering You, right?
I did.
Then you're part of the youth, bro. You're still there. Too. Didn't you know? You're good.
Okay.
No, but they didn't like it. That's what I mean. It's a theater. The teenage girls that were surrounded me in the theater were laughing a lot at this movie.
Not enough
happens. Right, but if I had to wager a guess,
it's a theater.
They are probably mid-teens, like 15, 16. So they're a little bit past this demographic. Also, the fact that they went to go see it opening weekend means they probably watch horror movies on a regular basis and weren't just really drawn in by the story of Slenderman. Sure. You know, if this was new and relevant stuff, like if it was on that fucking Kiki dance or something, like there would probably be
yeah.
a lot
they
more.
They should put that in the movie.
There'd be a lot more people who were there opening weekend, but the average casual viewer is not going to go see a horror movie like Slenderman on sure. opening weekend unless there's a reason for them to.
Speaking of that,
really wasn't enough on any front.
I didn't see posters. I didn't see commercials.
No. I mean, like,
marketing. Barely any marketing whatsoever, besides a poster here and there at the theater, just because I go to the theater so often, you know. But speaking of that too, it brings up something to me. Like, I'm sure you guys are the polling, exit polling for movies where they ask the people if they liked it or not.
Yeah.
People are always mean or are harsh judges of horror movies because their whole thing is, was I scared or not? And everyone wants to be a hard ass and say they weren't scared. So. The exit polling for horror movies, they're almost always pretty like, no, it wasn't scary, you know. So
it really wasn't that scary. No. But if you were 12.
Yeah. But I mean,
you would be
startled. Morgan said it wasn't scary too, but I mean it really wasn't. Yeah. But you would think that maybe for a kid, you know, but
I thought it was fun. I thought it was
very super fun. Yeah.
The fact that Morgan understood that the scariest scene was with
Bev and her dad.
Oof.
Yeah.
Which is
just smart kid,
fucked up, dude.
Which is admirable that was the scariest scene in that movie. Actually, you know, I thought the coolest fucking scene in that movie. I'm sorry, we're on the projector thing scene. Oh yeah,
yeah,
that was good.
Silly, I loved it.
I love that.
Yeah, there was nothing. I mean, that's the thing. I think at the end of the day, Slender Man didn't have like there was no fun for me.
So restless. He was fidgety the whole time. Like
my knee was acting up too, though.
Yeah, that's why.
That's part of why I was fidgety.
You're like my knee, my sciatica, my bunions.
No, just my knee.
My shitty bones.
My dry bones.
Actually, your bones are holding up pretty well.
What?
They are.
Yeah.
Doing good.
Deadlifting 300.
320.
320, my
dude.
Your muscles
hold up your bones.
That's true.
Well, but if, you know, put too much torque on them bones, they're going to break.
I don't know. I've been putting a lot of torque on my bone for a lot of years. It's fine.
All right, let's wrap it up. Slenderman, on this side of the table,
no.
Do not recommend.
I lowered my score. I think I would lower my score. But I still liked it. I don't know. I liked the girls.
I liked a good chunk of the first half and then half of the last half.
That's the thing. I think more than anything, even when I hate a movie.
I didn't love it, but
nowadays.
It was okay.
I don't like. I don't have like a bad opinion about anybody. I'm like, you're stupid because you like this movie. Like more than anything, I'm just like, you know what, you liked it, whatever. Like I just this movie was
sure
like incomprehensibly bad for me.
It was bad
personally,
you know. And yeah, you've said it, you know. So that's how I feel.
Also, get it.
You get it. But I do want to mention the ending speech. The ending
speech at
the end of this movie. Do you guys remember?
Yeah, it was like the little sister talking about don't say so sad.
That's where it dropped to the bottom of the barrel for me
Do you have it?
No, I was looking all over the fucking internet for it. But she's like, we're just spreading his word. When people post his picture and blah, 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 and blah, 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 and then it like faded out to the credits. Yeah. It was like, damn, that's fucking really
Did you stay to
really
see if there was a stinger?
The what?
Did you stay to see if there was a stinger?
Well, no, but I stuck around for the credits because I was just, I literally was sitting there kind of with my mouth open like, what dude, the fuck was
goes,
that?
It goes from that into a fucking Papa Roach video, dude. Like, no joke, man.
Oh yeah, God. It did. It kept, it shows footage off the internet and everything. Yeah, and
That was the one thing that really, really bugged me was they do that shit that I hate where they're showing like an internet screen and then they highlight the part that they want you to see as if it's not obvious because it's in the middle of the screen.
What they did do that was kind of clever was they were doing dark web stuff where they were just showing the IP address of the website, which I thought was a slight bit of clever.
That's super dork
thing. I didn't even know.
What are you, some kind of fucking dork? Yeah. Sorry, I interrupted you.
I think I might have liked it a lot more too because I was expecting to be like
super disappointed.
I was like, I'm gonna be on my phone the whole time because I had a really hard time staying off my phone when we watched the first Purge. I could not stay off my phone.
Which by contrast, rough. The Purge is like a masterclass in cinema by comparison.
That's what I agree with you. I do. Because you can, well, one thing is you can see what's happening. That's big. It was in a visual very, medium.
See,
he
I was
kept asking me. Yeah, he
I was worried I that dude, that was just our theater.
I was, dude, no joke. I was gonna go complain and be like, guys, you need to fucking get your projector right.
I thought that was just our theater. Too. I did. Like, yeah, it was bad.
And I like movies, like in both senses of the word. You know,
on top of not being able to see it today, I wasn't able to see it yesterday because the fucking projector broke at the theater I went to.
That was a sign. We should. I thought you should have done
Trench 11.
I had. Well, that's see that, that doesn't come out till next month.
So. What is?
You have it.
What we is, do have it. We can watch it. Matt but Smith. We shouldn't review it yet.
What's our next movie?
Puppet Master, Littlest Reich.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Did you see it already?
Christ. No, I haven't.
You probably like it.
I'm sure I will, but it's the Littlest Reich. I love that title.
Definitely.
Are you ready for this, Rhett?
For Puppet Master?
Yes.
Which one did you guys say you were revisiting?
The Littlest Reich.
You're going to love it.
It's the brand new one that comes out like this week.
Wow. Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready for that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I like that it's a Reich.
Yeah, in case you couldn't tell by the title, it's pretty hilarious. Nazis.
Yeah,
Nazi puppet.
Is this a period piece puppet master film, or
no? It's modern.
They get reawoken.
Yeah, you'll have they're to like tune in next week the to find out. Are like collector's items
or not? Yeah.
And there's like it's like a convention and all these people, but then they like.
What's the new Cloverfield
that sounds
movie?
Great.
There isn't one.
No, what the in the universe?
Overlord. No,
it's like Overlord, but with puppets.
No, Overlord's not even actually in there.
Well, but I'm saying.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Oh yeah, Trench 11 is like Overlord. Wait, with puppets? Trench 11 does kind of look like Overlord.
Did I just fuck you up right there?
Yeah, I didn't know what you were talking about. That's why I was like, with puppets.
All right, that's the Who Goes There podcast for Slenderman. 50% of us say don't watch it.
No, I think
I would say don't watch
it. Yeah, 100% of us say don't watch it.
They just weren't as mean.
I mean, I don't know. Like, if you. I don't know.
I was just very unaffected by it. Like, I wasn't mad at it. I didn't, like, hate it. I didn't love it. Like, there was parts where I'm like, oh, it's not bad. You know, like, the fact that, like I said, it felt like an old horror TV show kind of warmed my cockles a little bit. And I was like, all right, well, I can kind of relate to that. I find a place to call home
in there.
Yeah, I
think I have, like, a serious soft spot for a lot of, like... Can your cockles be warmed?
Yeah, I think so.
That's what you want.
Warms the cockles of my heart, right? Isn't that what it is?
I have no idea, but now I'm curious.
What are cockles?
Warms the cuckold of my heart.
Is there a little cuckold in there somewhere? All right, that's Who Goes There podcast for episode 176. We hope you've enjoyed your time with us tonight, today, whenever you're listening. Next week, we're going to be talking about Puppet Master, the Littlest Reich. Matt Smith?
Yeah.
What's the links?
Do you know the links?
Nope.
All right. Well, then you can find us on most social media platforms, Facebook, YouTube, Twitch,
Facebook.
And Instagram are all Who Goes There Podcast, while Letterboxd and Twitter are at Who Goes There Pod. Es todo.
All right. This is Jorge signing out.
This is Matt.
Good night.
This is Rhett.
There we go. Now
see,
you got it.
You always get it at the end.
I'm not going to worry wrinkles in my brow.
nothing's ever gonna be alright, no how. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive.